Here we go.
Big inyanam is Bordis.
Ready?
Come to Shavuos. Oh, Schaim Moshe, Tzadik. Ready for this? This is Rav Kivak. Shailas Shavuos, Biderach is Bordis. Hachana for Shavuos. Rosh Chodesh. Ready? So the question that was proposed to Rav Kivak is Nisisi Kampam Nisiyashev. He says, I've tried a couple of times to like sit in front of Hashem and speak to Hashem. He says, what should I do? I don't have anything to say. Nothing comes. So he says, what am I supposed to do? Good, that was the question. Okay, here's the answer. If you don't have what to say before Hashem, then what it seems to be, oh, look, everything must be good. I don't have anything to say, right? If so, if that's the case, that you don't say everything's good, then so say thank you, that I don't have any complaints. Right? But that's not really what most people have, because everyone in the world, wherever you are, has something that's off, or something that's bothering them, something that they know someone else, right? Madu b'chozos ha-pen nistam v'lo motzim al mal daber. Lo hodav lo b'kasha. But even so, when I need to thank Hashem, why can't I even thank Hashem? I can't even get that out, right? Why? And like, whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's so hard to like sit for Hashem and get into a conversation.
Because you don't see a physical thing.
Why is that? Hasiba lekach pshuta. The reason for this is very simple. Ha'amuna tzricha chizek. Emuna needs chizek. You have to strengthen the emuna. What does emuna have to do with this? Let's see. Im hayu moshivim osanu lifnei tzadik gadol. This is exactly what you're saying. If we went right now to Rav Matl Zilber, right? We went to a big tzadik, Rav Weinberger. Gadol hameir lanu panim, who showed us mamash a happy face, so excited to see us. Umu'uyan lahakshiv lanu, right? And he was excited to listen to what we had to say. Lismoch lechazek lahanik bracha, or you give us a bracha, mechazek us. Bechol nose bechol tchum, right? Give us a bracha for everything. Children, parnasa, refuos, limita Torah, plimius, right? What happens? We would immediately be able to talk to him for hours. Be like, Rebbe, I need help in this, I need help in this. Oh, by the way, this also. Thank you for the chizuk, right? You'd be able to speak to him for 3 hours, right? You don't even have to go to a tzaddik to see this. Maspik shen estakel eich anu medabrim im chavirim be'eranu sivachayas. See how we speak to good friends, right? You have a good friend, you can speak to them for hours. Right? You ever realize you go out for like, you see a friend you haven't seen in like a couple months, be like, oh, let's go to like dinner together, let's schmooze over dinner. Right? Or you see like someone, let's sit together at dinner. Right? Or let's have lunch together, or let's go for a walk together. Right? Easy, everyone does that. Misaprim bayos, you tell them all your issues. Mislonim, your complaints. Koasim, alavlos, right? You're upset a little bit about all the stuff that's going wrong. Az, lama kshibam lebori olam. So then if that's so, then in front of a tzaddik you speak for hours. In front of friends, or you went out for dinner with your family for 3 hours, right? As lamak shibal laboriyom. Why is it when we come to sit with Hashem, the fest? Not talking about shachris mechamar. Talking about you go on your own to sit to Hashem. The pesapisa immediately nistam apeh. Our pes is just shut. Why is that? Vapula shel yeshiva levad ito nearest kolkach muzara kvedo malchita. For even going out of our way to sit in the forest or sit in an empty room seems like the weirdest thing in the world and seems so foreign to us and so heavy on us. Why? Hachuvihi. The reason is diburim yesh b'shefa. Aval emuna, he says, we could say a lot of words. Aval emuna. Our emuna is what the issue. Ninme lanu kidu anu medabrim latzmenu. It looks like we're just sitting by ourselves and just talking to ourselves. So what needs chizuk? The gurum don't need, you don't need to figure out what to say. But you ever have, like I remember, this, like people say, prepare for a date, all things you're going to say. I was like, that sounds stupid. Why? Because like, just talk. You have a lot to say. But what? It's okay, you need a seder sometimes to know, like, fine. But you know what's the issue in his vote of this? It's not the issue of the diburim, it's the emunah. It's that we don't have emunah in Hashem. What does that mean? Akoshi, levate es akshayim, noveh mechesaron emunah. The reason why it's so hard to speak to Hashem and get into conversation with them, because we're lacking emunah. Shabiyado kol abriya, that within Hashem's hand is the whole world. Viraku yachol l'shanas as matzim, and only Hashem himself can change our matzim. That Hashem could help us. If we really want Hashem to help us, he could. But we don't have a moon in that. Now, it could be that you do believe in that, but you don't have full moon in that. Oh, yes, you ever get nervous about something? You ever think it's not going to work out? Why? Do you have a moonah? If you have a moonah, then you know it's Hashem. Why would you be worried? Because we have to work on our moon. It's not saying you don't have a moonah. It's saying that what? We have a lot to work on. But even better, like this. Chi ain't a moonah? Well, I don't have a moonah? I have a moonah. Moishan, you have a moonah? Like, everyone has emuna. You ask anyone that pays marriage, guarantee they'll say you have emuna. So what's the deal? I don't have emuna? Achein. Gam im yesh emuna v'Hashem Yisbarach, right? Even if you have emuna in Hashem, you know what the issue is? Ach, chasera emuna b'atzma. You lack emuna in yourself. B'yachas b'neinu levein Hashem Yisbarach. You lack an emuna that what? The connection you have with Hashem. You don't realize the unbelievable sheichas you have to Hashem. That's what's lacking. La'amin she'Hashem Yisbarach, Shua kol yachol, that Hashem is all worthy and he can do anything. Rotzen me'od, he really wants to. La'azor u'lisayeya ve'liftor lanu kol baya, he wants to help us out everything. He wants to assist us to get out of any issues we're dealing with. Lushomea mazin l'tfilas, and he's listening to our tfilos, and he's hearkening to them, coming close to them. U'makshe v'chol dibor, and he listens to every word. V'dibor ha'yotze mipiv, shekol echad b'chol dar gashi. He listens to every single word that comes out of your mouth. Whether you're Chaim Kamensky, whether you're Rav Weinberger, whether you're Rubenstein, whether you're Zechariah Moshe, whether you're Chesky Schreier, whether you're a 9-year-old kid, he's listening to every single word. Mishum kach, but because we don't realize this, in diburim. That's why we don't have diburim, because we don't realize our shaychus. Ki kshelo zochem es hakesh al Hashem Yisbarach, when you don't remember your shaychus, your kesh you have with Hashem, move on, sheyeh kash ledaber. It's going to be that it's going to be hard to speak. Ulasiach lefanav es tzaras levavol, and to speak in front of Hashem, what's really bothering you? Ki nin mesh anu medavim latzmenu, lelo ozen kshevas. Because what? It looks like we're just speaking to ourselves. It looks like no one's here. Because we don't believe that Hashem's listening to us.
And we don't believe that we have any reason, like that we have the ability to talk to Him.
Right, exactly. So it's a chisaron and emunah in ourselves. Like Rav Nachman told Rav Nassim one time, he said, if you don't have emunah in yourself, it's the same thing as not having emunah in Hashem. If emunah in Hashem is just emunah in Hashem without emunah in yourself, it's not a real emunah. Real emunah is believing Hashem and believing your shaykhs to Hashem too. Right? Gama tfilos hakfuos lanu me'atshik nesek dola kashalan lefami. Even shakas min chamar of musaf are also hard to us. Ella, shesham anu yodim shagam im ein cheshek lespal, but we have the easy way out. We know that what? Even if I don't have any rotzon davin, what happens? Oh, there's words. There's a sitter. A sitter is called a seder. Okay, so I don't have to be into it. I can speak to Hashem anyway. Yeah? Ukemosh Rav Nassim Amar, sheish lespal la'at mila b'mila. You should daven little bit, word by word. Gank she'in hislavus, even when I'm not on fire. Because maybe I'm going to get a good word in there. But speaking personally with Hashem, regular words, Shama davar nir muzar, looks so foreign. Anu yoshim levadim davar latzmenu, we're just speaking on our own. Some people translate Hisbodhis as what? Being alone. That's not Hisbodhis means. Hisbodhis means being alone with Hashem. That's the nekuda. Right, one more paragraph, yeah? In tefillah, lo tzarech lachshov amal daber. In tefillah, you don't have to think about what you're saying. Yesh harbei amal mal lismoch im Hashem. There's a lot to speak to Hashem about. Miman afshah. Im amatzav tov, if it's good, then what? Tov lohodos. Good. Thank Hashem. Vimit, if it's not so good, az levakish, and davet Hashem, help me out to have it a little better.
So there should always be something that you're wanting.
Right. Oh, there's always something to talk about. And if you're just middle ground, then speak to Hashem, this is not good, then I'm just steady. I should be moving. Ha'ikr hu lachshov akach. The ikr is to think and consider that what? She'Hashem Yisbarach melo chol ha'aretz kevodo. That Hashem is full of the whole world. What are the last letters of melo chol ha'aretz kevodo? Good, it's slow. That he's next to you. Vanu yoshim ka'es levadimon. We're sitting with Hashem. Not alone, we're sitting with Hashem. Who chafetz v'yoser l'hakshiv. And Hashem desires more than you desire to talk to Hashem. Hashem desires more to listen to you. Lismok, to assist you. L'sayeh, to help you out. V'la'azor b'chol davar, and to assist you in every single thing. The more you think about this, the more you think about this, the more you're going to be able to speak to Hashem. But if you don't consider this, if you don't think about how badly Hashem wants to have a kesh with you, you're not going to be able to talk to Hashem. Because you don't, exactly, because you see, imagine if you like found a random person right now in the street. You'd be able to speak to him right now? Maybe a couple words here and there, but...
How you doing?
Right, but nothing deep. Yeah. And it'll be weird.
Yeah.
So the reason that's weird for us is because that's how we treat ourselves with Hashem.
We don't see ourselves.
You might say, what are you talking about? I learn all day. Yeah, but you have no connection with Hashem. Speak to Hashem. Even on learning, do you think that Hashem's there? And there's a whole matzias to Shavuos. Shavuos, everything about Shavuos, literally called Yichud Kod Shebrichu Shente. Right? It's all about what? Realizing that you have a sheiches with Hashem. That's why the Gemara says, and Tainus says, the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, B'yom chasunaso uv'yom simchas libo. On the day of his wedding and the day of his simcha. So the Gemara says in Tainus, B'yom chasunaso zu matan Torah. Matan Torah is a chasna. It's a wedding between us and Hashem. Imagine if you get married to your wife and you have nothing to say to her ever. What's the issue? It's because you think that marriage is that I sign something. She's just some person that's here. Ikri is what? To build a relationship with each other. On a first date, it's hard to speak on the first date a little bit. Why? Because you don't know this person. So you're not going to quit after your first date, right? You're going to say, this part of the process, so too with Hashem. Go, it's weird to say, but yeah, go on a date with Hashem. At first, it's a little bit awkward. Let's speak. You introduce yourself. And little by little, but that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is about standing at Matan Torah. That what? It's a chasana. You're getting married to the Borei Olam. If you know a little bit more on Panemius, you see the whole night is just... The reason why you're staying up at night is because you're so excited for your wedding. You go to the mikveh, you tovel before your wedding. Right? Chakras. Chakras is huge. The whole tachlis of everything we've been doing since Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat, Purim, Pesach. Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer. Shavuos Omer, Shavuos is to get to Musaf of Shavuos. To say Kesu, the Mal Nech Hashem, have a Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Achad. Echad. To have an Achaz Lim. But it comes with what? With realizing that we have a Kesher. And the only thing is that we have to realize that Hashem wants to have Kesher with us. Siyat Hashem, we should work on that Kesher and make ourselves known to the Borei Olam. Siyat Hashem. Alright?